I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois lawmakers will meet in Springfield today for the first time in more than 2 months. Sam Dunklaw has more on the agenda.
It's all subject to change, of course, but a few key items are scheduled to come up according to House documents. The state budget, a measure expanding vote by mail, and the highly anticipated COVID-19 relief package. Right now, the package is broken up by industry. There's a set of proposed changes for education, a set for healthcare, and so on. Each includes a slew of policy ideas, everything from telehealth access to free days at state parks and museums. Separately, several House lawmakers have said they will not wear face masks during session. But Speaker Michael Madigan drew a hard line in the sand on that subject. In a statement, he says anyone not wearing one risks discipline and even removal from the chamber. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Meanwhile, a vote comes up today on Governor J.B. Pritzker's efforts to fine Illinois business owners who violate his COVID-19 rules. A 12-member panel, evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, will decide whether businesses can be ticketed for violating the executive order. The governor says it gives local authorities another option.
About whether, you know, a business is in fact, you know, really endangering people in their community by refusing to close when they should, according to the orders that are in place.
The Joint Committee on Administrative Rules would need 8 members to vote against the governor to overturn his order. Governor Pritzker says all parts of Illinois are on track to see coronavirus-related restrictions loosened and more businesses reopen before the end of the month. But officials warned Tuesday that residents must remain diligent about stopping the spread of COVID-19. Illinois recorded more than 98,000 cases and more than 4,000 deaths. IDPH Director Ngozi Ezike says the numbers are evidence the governor's orders are working, but she says we can't undo all that we've done. Finally, Governor Pritzker says Illinois performed more COVID-19 tests per capita than any other state in the past week. But Pritzker says efforts to expand testing are far from over. As the state slowly reopens, Pritzker says COVID-19 testing criteria will further loosen to allow more people to qualify. The state now has more than 250 public sites offering free testing. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Health department leaders say social distancing, masks, and hand washing are doing their job, and they're urging people to keep working together. That's helping local cases of COVID-19 continue to decline. Although Jackson, Marion, Union, and Williamson counties all recorded new cases of the novel coronavirus yesterday, all southern Illinois counties, however, reported new recoveries from the disease. Some local government leaders across Illinois are asking Governor J.B. Pritzker to be more flexible to allow them to reopen their economies ahead of the May 29th target date. Pritzker says it's important to run the full course of phase 2 of his Restore Illinois plan.
At the edges of the variety of businesses that will be reopening, are there more things that they might be able to do? Those are things that are being considered by the industry groups that we put together with advice from the employees, from the owners, from the industry associations.
Pritzker says all 4 regions of Illinois are on pace to move into phase 3 at the reopening of the reopening plan on May 29th. The Carbondale Public Works Department is joining a statewide effort to raise money for local food pantries. City of Carbondale spokesperson Ronnie LaForge.
We're going to have donation bins, collection bins set up at Kroger and the co-op. And then on Saturday, a public works truck is going to be parked at the Carbondale Farmers Market, and we're going to try to stuff that truck full of donations for the Victory Dream Center and the Good Samaritan House.
Suggested donations include pasta, canned meats, canned fruit, cereal, canned cleaning products, toilet paper. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.